Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to the final regular season preview of Front Trench's Stock Car Scoop. He's Adam Cheek, and I'm Brian Timothy Dylan Nolan. And Adam, we made it, buddy. We made it to the finale of the regular season. We almost finished 26 races. We got one more, and it, boy, oh boy, is it a wild card of all wild cards. Are you ready for Daytona?
No, I'm never ready for Daytona. There's so much unpredictability there. But yeah, we made it to the end of the regular season. You know, last year, everything was thrown into flux. We had all these midweek races and doubleheaders and all this stuff. This year, a little bit more normal, which is nice. And pretty standard schedule all the way up until the playoffs. So it's been a fun season. I can't wait.
Adam, we returned to the place where we started all the way back in February. Daytona International Speedway. And well, when you come to Daytona as well as Talladega, unpredictability is the word everyone uses because the unpredictability factor is alive and well. So I think the just generic question is, do you still like the regular season ending with the unpredictability factor alive and well at Daytona?
Well, it's like you said, you know, we're back where we started. To quote the Grateful Dead, what a long, strange trip it's been. You go, we got 13 winners. And the unpredictability, you know, we saw it this year with Michael McDowell winning Daytona. And okay, look, I'm a homer. Yeah, Richmond being the finale for so long was awesome. It's, you know, 30 minutes away from me, possibly less. Yeah, I've lived in Virginia all my life, but I'm torn on Daytona because the move to Indy for those couple years was bad. Indy did not put on exciting races. Daytona isn't my first choice either, just because of the sheer chaos and everything. It's exciting. It's unpredictable. And I mean, we could see someone well outside the top 16, heck, below 25th win their way into the playoffs. That unpredictability is what makes Daytona great. But I also still have reservations like I had last year, like I had the year before when it was actually announced that the potential for mayhem at Daytona could lead to something like bad. And I don't want to, you know, be a downer, but, you know, we've seen bad wrecks at Daytona before that even happened without the final pressure, the final added pressure of the race before the playoffs. But all that aside, you know, it's cool to see such a wide open race to be the finale. Honestly, the cars are safe. And honestly, I'd still prefer Daytona to be on July 4th weekend, but the excitement's still there for sure. And I like that a lot better than Indy as the regular season finale in terms of the last few years.
Adam, you're talking about the craziness that goes into it. There's always potential for calamity when they head to these tracks. So do you think that this race is going to be more intense since it is the final race of the regular season and we will see drivers like a Tyler Reddick or an Austin Dillon be making bolder moves than normal? Or do you think this race is going to be a little bit calm and then 20 laps to go, all hell breaks loose?
Yes, I'm going to say all hell breaks loose multiple times throughout the race because we kind of talked about this in the first part. There's been so many different winners. 13 drivers have won a race, including a couple guys who wouldn't likely be in on points otherwise, Michael McDowell, Eric Almirola. Two others have clinched spots, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, who somehow haven't won this year. There's exactly one spot left. Daytona is such a wide open place that anyone could theoretically win, and Tyler Reddick's going to have the biggest target on his back. You could probably see it from space since he's the last man standing between someone outside the top 16 and a playoff berth. You know, given the chaos the season's had, all the different winners, I think we got another new winner coming up on Saturday night, and the race is just going to be super chaotic in general. You know, I think we'll definitely see multiple big ones, an exciting finish. Even if the new winner is Reddick, you know, that's exciting. And if he locks himself in the most clutch way possible, that's twofold of excitement. So I think we're going to get a 14th winner, be it Reddick, be it somebody else, and all hell is going to break loose quite a few times for sure.
Last but not least, Mr. Cheek, one of the big favorites when it comes to Super Speedways in the Cup Series is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And our good friend, our colleague, Zach Sterniolo. Well, Sterby talked with them about this race for this upcoming weekend. Just, Adam, what is it about Stenhouse and his ability to always stay in contention in Daytona and at Talladega? And then also, could he sneak in the playoffs by grabbing a win on Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening, I should say?
Well, Zach's article is really good because it's really interesting to see someone who has experience at those tracks who can win and is outside the playoffs looking in and knows they've won at those tracks before with that opportunity. But I think it's just that aggression that Ricky Stenhouse has. You know, he's never been in equipment at the par of Hendrick or Gibbs, And once he was with Roush, they were kind of on their downward trend, kind of post Carl or near the end of Carl Edwards' run there. But he managed to grab those two wins a few years ago, going back to back at Super Speedways, the Talladega in the spring, Daytona in the summer. And a couple of times in the last few years, he's been over aggressive and been the target of some drivers' animosity and caused some crashes, arguably. But if you're looking for a guy who's not in top tier equipment to go out there and get a win, Stenhouse might be your guy. You know, the way this season's gone, it's entirely possible he could get a win. But the unpredictability of this season makes you think it's either going to be a first-time winner like Reddick, DiBenedetto, Briscoe, Suarez, any of those guys, or someone like Stenhouse who just kind of comes out of nowhere and gets a job done.
Stenhouse had 8 DNFs last year. He has 1 this year. Once again, our good friend Zach Sternuolo of Sturby talked with JTG Doherty racing driver Mr. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., to preview all the latest on this upcoming race. Adam, final thing here really fast because we're crunched on time a little bit. Who is your pick? Are you going with the surprise or are you going to go with the regular here at Daytona?
I'm going to go, it's not even really a surprise at this point, but I think I'm going to shoot my shot and say Matt DiBenedetto finally gets the job done, because Wood Brothers still looking for their 100th win. DiBenedetto's still looking for his first. He's come so close the last few years. He's been really solid this year at times, and I think just the chaos is going to, the field's going to part like the Red Sea, and DiBenedetto is going to cruise on through and take a checkered flag.
I love that pick. I think that's totally out of the box. I'm going to go another one out of the box, and I am going to go with the guy we just talked about. I think it's checkers or wreckers, and I think this guy's going to be a checker because he's going to be getting the checkered flag, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is going to be clinching his spot into the playoffs and eliminating both Austin Dillon and Tyler Reddick and getting that final playoff berth. Stenhouse, is it because he talked with Zach Sternuolo? I don't know. Is it because he's a darn good plate racer? I don't know. Maybe he's a little bit of both. We'll see, though. Exactly. The thing is, I think when it's all said and done, the 47 is going to get to victory lane and get a win for JTG Doherty Racing. I got the 47 car. You got the 21. All I know, Adam, is it's going to be absolutely chaos come Saturday night.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
For all the latest on Daytona, check out frontstretch.com. Follow us on Twitter at frontstretch, at the Brian Olin, at Adam N. Cheek. And once again, for all the latest on Daytona, the final race of the regular season for the NASCAR Cup Series, frontstretch.com. For Adam and everybody here at Frontstretch, I am Brian Olin. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll talk with you Sunday to recap and preview the playoffs for the NASCAR Cup Series.